You spend about one-third of your life sleeping. In my case, it's probably closer to half of my life. But that's not the point. The point is, you deserve the right to great sleep. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing comfort for all kinds of bodies. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across their website, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. While I'm confident you'll love your Casper mattress, they make it so easy to say yes even if you're unsure. Their mattresses are shipped in small boxes that make you think, how did they do that? And you can be confident about your purchase with Casper's 100 Nights Sleep On It trial. This includes free shipping and returns in U.S. and Canada. Give yourself the comfort you deserve. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/ASMR and using ASMR at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we continue Double Rainbow. For those of you joining us for the first time in the series, I literally am on Wikipedia. I scroll through the list of colors alphabetically as presented to me by Wikipedia. I present my commentary sometimes. Sometimes I give you some of the background of that color as to why it's called that. And I just sometimes ramble about the colors and, you know, my quirks and my things with them and my feedback. And, you know, it's to learn something new together. It's to have fun and potentially bore you enough where you go to bed. So it's, you know, I think a win-win, and I get people requesting it fairly often. So I wanted to continue doing that. So today, the letters I'm guaranteeing today are L and M, and I will see if we go further and if we do maybe N as well. But L and M have quite a few colors in there, so and I already see some in here that I'm definitely gonna want to explore a little bit more because they have very weird names. And I mean, the first three already for L are gonna be, you know, I want to spend a little bit of time on them. So let's jump into it. Double Rainbow, I think part 5, part 6. I always lose track when as soon as I hit the recording button, I may mess. So, letter L. Drum roll, please. In your head. Silent. Languid Lavender. Bah. I wish I had, like, game show music. Boo, you know, like the big reveal. And already we're off to a good start with a weird color. Languid Lavender. I just clicked on it. The source of the color is the Plochier color system, a color system formulated in 1948 that is usually wide by interior designers. So I guess if you're an interior designer, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Languid Lavender. It's a nice color. It is, you know, a faded lavender color. And I can imagine, like, my bathroom being painted that color, maybe. You know, but I'm not an interior designer, so my opinion is meaningless, I guess. Next color, and again, we're off, I mean, another solid one. Lanzones. L-A-N-Z, or Z for my Canadian listeners. O-N-E-S. Lanzones. And when I hover over it on Wikipedia, it just says varieties of the color yellow may differ in hue, chroma, or lightness. So it's not giving me much. It's a, it's like a very nice gold color. So far, Languid Lavender and Lanzones, very attractive colors. You know, Lanzones, I wouldn't know. I mean, it looks like it would be used for like a logo or something. I don't know. You know, very royal looking. Next color, and it's another doozy as I adjust myself. Hopefully it's not too loud on your end. It's another doozy. Lapis Lazuli. lapis lazuli, Ra's al Ghul. Yeah, it's two different, they're separated, you know, lapis first and then lazuli first, or maybe it's yazuli. Lapis yazuli, because that might be an I before the A, but not before E, whatever that rule is. Lapis lazuli, and as I hover over it, all it tells me is azure, or azure, is a variation of blue that is often described as the color of the sky on a clear day. Uh-oh, just accidentally clicked on that. Lapis lazuli is displayed at the left. Lapis lazuli is a color that is a representation of the most common color of, what? Literally, on the description, on the subsection, it just says lapis lazuli is a color that is a representation of the most common color of lapis lazuli. Doesn't make any sense. It's like, here is an example of this color, which is always represented by the same color. But here, okay, so the main page for Wikipedia, lapis lazuli, or lapis lazuli, or lapis for short, is a deep blue metamorphic rock used as a semi-precious stone that has been prized since antiquity for its intense color. As early as the 7th millennium BC, lapis lazuli, or lazuli, was mined in the Sar e Sang mines in Shortugai and in other mines. Okay. Beautiful color. Very deep, sort of violet, deep blue, violet-looking color. Gorgeous color. And on Wikipedia, they have a picture of the rock. So, really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Really gorgeous. L so far is good to us. And L doesn't, I mean, it continues. It continues with the heavy hitters. Laser lemon. Laser lemon. Did we just find our new alien armpit? For anyone following the series, you'll know what I mean. For those of you listening for the first or second time, you probably stopped listening. I understand. Thanks for giving me a try. So it's a it's like a fluorescent color. I'm just reading it. It's like a, you know, fluorescent color displayed in non-fluorescent form, and it was named by Crayola in 1990. Should have known, man. Crayola, they give this silliest name to things. It's like, what should we name this color to give it maximum appeal to children? It's really not intense. I mean, for me, if I'm thinking laser lemon, I'm thinking almost like a highlighter neon yellow, something that's like, you know, something that you'd see like in Star Wars, something like that. This is very subdued. This is like, this looks like my grandparents' bathroom, like their wallpaper. It's just a pale yellow. It's very, you know, it's like an afterthought. So I think Crayola might have made a mistake. Next color. Laurel green. Laurel. Not much to say. It's not green. I can tell you that much. All right. Challenge me on this. All right. Change my mind. Laurel green on my screen looks gray. Does not look green. Change my mind. Don't at me. Seriously, it looks like stone. You know, it looks like a universal gray. So I'm a little bit shocked by that. Next color is lava. Self-explanatory. It's a deep red. And yeah, just a shade of red. Not gonna waste your time on that. Next, we have a whole bunch of lavender colors. Okay, so we have lavender, quote unquote, and then parentheses floral. Then we have lavender web, lavender blue, lavender blush, lavender gray, lavender indigo, and now here we come. Oh, sorry. I thought it was just lavender next. I'm like, hey, this is where I have a problem with all these colors. But no, I didn't read the second part. It's lavender magenta next, lavender mist, lavender pink, lavender purple, lavender rose. It's a little bit obnoxious, I'm not gonna lie. So many lavenders. Let's have a little more creativity with these names. Color naming people. But I mean, you can imagine. I mean, lavender is obviously a nice, light purple. And what can I say? I mean, lavender blush to me looks like white. Doesn't look like anything interesting. And what's for me very interesting is lavender, what they call lavender web, is it's not very colorful. It looks like an off. It looks like a very faded gray, actually. So I'm a little bit surprised that, I guess, the web's representation of lavender is so tame, because I really don't see anything that lavender about it, if I'm being honest. Because I'm just clicking on it. Lavender mist, web color lavender. The color designated as the web color lavender is a very pale tint of lavender that in other artistic contexts may be described as lavender mist. Yeah, I don't know. It's really not, it's not what I would describe as lavender. Lavender gray is a nice, you know, it looks like something I put in my bathroom again. The historical name of lavender gray, that is a historical name of lavender gray. What a strange sentence. It is listed in a dictionary of color as one of the three major variations of lavender in 1930, along with lavender blue and floral lavender. So there you have it. Lavender blue, lavender floral, and lavender gray, the three most common variations of lavender. Aren't you glad you listened to this episode? We move on. Lawn green looks like alien armpit, based on what I remember. Next we have lemon. L-E-M-O-N, lemon. It's exactly what you think. What you're, the yellow color you're thinking of in your head, you got it right. No dispute. Next we have lemon chiffon. It's lemon, C-H-I-F. F-O-N, chiffon. Lemon chiffon is the X11 color in the web color lemon chiffon, reminiscent of the color of lemon chiffon cake. Oh, okay, there you go, cool. I've never heard of a lemon chiffon cake. And I'm going to click on it. I'm going to find this out. I'm going to culture myself a little bit here. Never heard of that. A chiffon cake is a very light cake made with vegetable oil, egg, sugar, flour, baking powder, and flavorings. Instead of the traditional cake ingredient butter or paste, vegetable oil is used. Angel cakes and other foam cakes achieve a fluffy texture by having egg whites beaten off until stiff. Can I get some more examples? I guess, is lemon, I don't get it. Hokkaido cake, a chiffon cupcake filled with cream. I don't know, I'm a little bit confused there. So it's just, so the only difference with a chiffon cake, or chiffon. Okay, first off, the chiffon or chiffon cake was invented in 1927 by Harry Baker, a California insurance salesman turned caterer. So, where do we get to chiffon? I thought it was going to be, you know, chiffon cakes originated in, you know, Paris in 1745 when a young widow decided to make cake but only had vegetable oil to use. I mean, that's not exciting at all. But listen to this. Baker kept the recipe secret for 20 years until he sold it to General Mills. So, the name was changed as chiffon cake, and a set of 14 recipes and variations was released to the public in Betty Crocker, in a Betty Crocker pamphlet in 1948. Little fun fact for you, in the USA, March 29, National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. Yeah, weird. I'm not understanding the significance. The only difference is that instead of using butter or paste, you're using vegetable oil. So, like, is any cake considered a chiffon cake as long as it has on? Strange. You learn something new every time. I learn something new every time I start recording. We move on. We move on because you don't want to hear more about vegetable oil. I am sure of that. Lemon curry. It's the next one. Lemon curry. You know what it looks like. Don't play that. Next, we have lemon glacier. Okay. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to skip ahead one more. I'm going to come back to the one before that, I promise. But after lemon curry, we have lemon glacier. And then one after that, or two after that, excuse me, we have lemon lime. Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Here's why I'm saying this right now. Lemon looks exactly like lemon lime. All right. Looks exactly like lemon glacier. Okay. I don't know if I might have repeated myself. I might have repeated myself there. Lemon looks just like lemon glacier and lemon lime. Okay. Go on Wikipedia. Go to list of colors. Go to L. If you want. And don't feel obliged. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do. But check it out. Because what I'm seeing here on my screen, lemon is the same as lemon glacier. It's the same as lemon lime. I'm not seeing any difference on my screen. And I just think whoever's responsible for these colors, they're selling a short. They rebranded lemon into lemon glacier, and then they rebranded it into lemon lime. And I'm seeing the same thing. And here's another problem I have with lemon lime. Right below lemon lime, the color is also lemon lime. Who's going to explain this to me? You have two colors, both lemon lime. Both have the exact same name. One is yellow, one is green. It looks like a can of Sierra Mist or Sprite. Who's going to explain this to me? Okay, I'm going to try to explain it to myself. I'm going to hover over both and see what they say. Let's see here. So when I excuse me, well, I'm like losing my voice as a result of it being so heated, this debate, this, well, argument I'm having with myself. If you hover over lemon lime, the yellow one, all you get is varieties of the color green may differ in hue, chroma, or lightness. So it's saying it's green. That's not green, everyone. That's yellow. All right. On my screen. And then if you go one below to lemon lime, all it says is lime, also called lime green, lime hyphen green, or bitter lime, is a color that is a shade of green, so named because it's a representation of the color of the citrus fruit called limes. So then why is it that I'm seeing, not lime green, because it's not lime green I'm seeing on here, I'm seeing lemon lime. I'm seeing the same color twice. There's a little bit of a conspiracy going on. Okay. I don't know if I'm following myself at this point. I just don't see why lemon is the same as lemon glacier, is the same as lemon lime in terms of the look of the color. And then lemon lime is repeated twice, but one is yellow, one is green. It looks like a Sprite can. It's the first time on the show. All right. Oh, let me regroup. Okay. The color that I skipped, that's in between lemon glacier and lemon lime, the same colors in terms of the way they look, is lemon iced tea. No need to spend much time on that. After lemon lime, the green one, that is, we have lemon meringue. Looks about right. It's just a pale yellow. Then we have lemon yellow, which is just a pale yellow. Then we have lemon yellow, parentheses Crayola. And now Crayola makes a triumphant return to this series, naming colors and just not... There is such a blatant disregard by Crayola that I never knew as a child, but they take established colors, they call them their own version of that color, and they're always different. So we all grew up learning lemon yellow is not the same as lemon yellow Crayola. And that is a very consistent theme, in my opinion, with Crayola, is they take colors, they do whatever they want, and inevitably they get it wrong. So I don't know. I'll move on. I didn't realize L was going to be so controversial for me. After Lemon Yellow Crayola, we have Lenurple, which has no link. It sounds like a fake color. It looks just like I don't know, lavender. And it's literally called Lenurple. L-N-U-L. No, I already messed up. L-E-N-U-R-P-L-E. Lenurple. Next, we have Liberty. I don't know what Liberty looks like to you. According to Wikipedia, it looks like purple. Next, we have Licorice. Dark color, obviously. Light Apricot. The next few are next couple are very self-explanatory. Light Apricot, Light Blue, Light Brown. I don't need to spend time. Next, we have Light Carmine Pink, which... Carmine is the general term for some deep red colors that are very slightly purplish, but are generally slightly closer to red than the color crimson is. Okay, there you go. Do that whatever you will. Light Carmine Pink, Light Chocolate Cosmos. Cool, man. What a cool color. If you scroll over, it says Cosmo or... Geez, sorry. I keep on hitting the mic. Ostrosanguinis. The chocolate cosmos is a species of cosmos native to Mexico. It has often been claimed that it is extinct in the wild. This is a flower, basically. It's based off of the color of a flower. Really cool. Really beautiful flower that I guess is extinct. Light cobalt blue. Light coral. Light cornflower blue. Light crimson. Light cyan. Just as a white to me. Light deep pink. I mean, that's an oxymoron if I've ever heard of it. This is like a light pink, but it's a light dark pink. A light deep pink. So it's, you know, it's basically just like pink. It's like somewhere in between, you know. What you wanted to accomplish with a light, you sort of negated with a deep and vice versa. Light French beige. Nice color. Light fuchsia pink. Light gold, which is, I mean, for me, it looks a little ugly. It looks like green gold. Don't look nice. Light goldenrod yellow. Light gray. Light grayish magenta. It's like, you know, it's not light gray magenta. It's like a light grayish magenta. I guess I can see it. Not really. Light green, light hot pink, light khaki. Light magenta, light medium orchid, light moss green. All these colors, like if you picture Easter colors in your head, all these colors that I'm rattling off quickly, like that's what you're getting. These very pastel looking colors, perfect for Easter. You know, all the little Easter eggs are painted in these colors and all the decoration looks like this. They look like the little like colors that you see on those little mini eggs that Nestle or Cadbury, whoever makes, that you get and only eat during Easter. At least I only eat those little mini eggs during Easter. Light periwinkle, light pink, light red ochre. And then a color that Bob Ross used to use, ochre. Ochre or ochre is a natural clay earth pigment, which is a mixture of ferric oxide and varying amounts of clay and sand. Wow. Sounds GMO. Light sea green, light silver, light sky blue, light slate gray, light steel blue, light taupe, light thulean pink. The hell is thulean pink? Gonna click on that. Light thulean pink. Let's see what comes out here. Comes out as rose. Yeah, it comes out as rose. Where do I see? I don't see light thulean pink here at all. Well, I guess we'll never know. Light yellow. Lilac. Lilac luster. I don't know why it's called Lilac Luster. LinkedIn Blue, self-explanatory, that silly little shade of blue that LinkedIn likes to use. Then we have Lion, which is sort of like a tame gray color. I don't know. Glycerin Purple. Little Boy Blue. Little Girl Pink. Liver. Liver, parentheses, dogs. Liver, parentheses, organ. I'm going to move on. Liver Chestnut. Livid. Now, you know, livid means like you're upset. Right? So, in my head, I would imagine livid to look like a deep red. Right? On the contrary, it's like the most pacifying, you know, it's like the most friendly looking shade of blue I think I might have ever seen. So it's a little bit weird. So it's interesting, right? How some colors in your head just sort of elicit a sort of initial response, or you know, you kind of picture in your head what it is you're gonna see, and it's like totally opposite. Next we have Lotion. It's just white, right? I mean, it looks like a bottle lotion. I don't know why. Lotion Blue, Lotion Pink. I mean, okay. I don't really see lotion come out either of those colors. Next we have Lumber. Second to last color for L, Lust. Just this deep red, passionate color. It's just full of passion. Last color, letter L, Lychee, or Lychee. And Lychee is the sole member of the genus Lychee in the soapberry family. So I guess it is named after these little berries. So you have that. I hope, you know, that was letter L. I hope you had a great time learning about all these colors and all the controversies surrounding the letter L. So I know that I promised letter M and maybe N, but I'm looking at how long I've been recording, and I'm sort of going above. I'm going longer than I typically like to record. I find that most people prefer episodes between, say, 18 and 24 minutes, 25 minutes. I notice that whenever I go beyond that, I don't really get the same response. And so I think I'm going to end the episode here, because M, I know, is also going to be very long. And so I feel like this might go on for like another 20 minutes, 25 minutes. That's how many letters I'm seeing in M. And I'm seeing some that I know I'm going to want to really take my time and go over one by one. So yeah, sorry for the tease. I definitely didn't mean to do that. I spent a lot more time on L than I anticipated. So yeah, I'm going to end it for now. And obviously we're going to continue on the letter M when we pick up Double Rainbow next time. If you have any questions, any comments for the show, you can always email me, hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. You can visit our website, sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I want to thank you, as always, for listening to this podcast. And yeah, until next time, take care.
Thanks to Casper for sponsoring this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/ASMR and using ASMR at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.